Paul, thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you. Good to be here, Amber.
Lovely to have you on. So, Paul, what is this training program all about?
So this training program came out actually of an initiative on the Dingle Peninsula called the Dingle 2030, which was where UCC did a lot of work with the community around energy transition, that is, you know, creating, you know, electric cars, how we heat our homes, how we move around, and so on. It was successful. It got a lot of awards, Amber. And I suppose the funding for the program, Taste for Success, I suppose they really liked what was happening on Dingle, and they wanted to replicate it in other areas of the country. But within this program, we decided to focus on food and food sustainability rather than energy, actually. So in a way, the work that we're going to be doing on the Evira Peninsula, some of it has actually been done on the Dingle Peninsula already.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. And I know this program, it's all about promoting a healthy and sustainable food system in the region as well. So talk us through the program, I suppose, how it's laid out maybe and how it aims to achieve that.
Yeah, sure. And maybe if I just kind of take a little step back, actually, and think about food for the moment. You know, I suppose we're all very cognizant of food within our lives. It's very central to how we live. You know, it touches everything. It's, you know, it's important in terms of our survival. You know, it's about food cultures. It's about supporting food businesses. It's about sustainable food and that protects the environment. And it's also important to our identity. And that's why we chose kind of food and food sustainability as the focus to this program. And I suppose it's a training program that comes out of UCC, and it's with the Taste for Success SkillNet. And so the kind of questions we're asking, Amber, looking at our food system on the Evira Peninsula, is the food healthy? Is it nutritious? Is it environmentally sustainable? Is it supporting local business, and could it do better? Is healthy food affordable? Is healthy food accessible? And is it tasty, most importantly? And so what this program is doing really is bringing together community members and the business community to look at and rethink maybe how we could create a healthy place-based and circular food system within the peninsula. So we had our first session down in Castlevine. We had an incredible group of people, businesses and community members in the room. You know, we're talking about people who are producing local whiskies, seafood, and lots of cafes producing local, sourcing local produce, and people with chocolates, jams. I mean, you probably know what I'm talking about here. There's just so much happening in the Evira Peninsula in terms of local food. And really what we're trying to do really is, you know, bring those businesses together, but also then include the community members, because there's so much happening from a bottom up in terms of the communities as well. And that it's really just joining the dots on a lot of that, providing the information about how, what sustainable food pathways look like, and then maybe delivering a kind of an outcome, which is a food charter, actually. And the food charter has been done a lot in the UK, where communities and towns come together to develop a kind of an overall vision for where they want their food system to go in the area, but also a set of principles to work to then.
Brilliant. It sounds fantastic. And you mentioned there, Paul, the link between the businesses and the community members as well. Why is that so important, I suppose, that partnership is formed as you look maybe to creating the sustainable and thriving program and, I suppose, benefit the area and the local region as well?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And often, you know, business is seen as something separate from the community, and then communities are seen as something separate from business. But, you know, the big idea behind this program really is that, you know, businesses are embedded in their community. Many of the people working in those businesses are community members. But in a way, when they walk out the door on a Friday evening at 5 o'clock, they kind of leave their business behind them and they go into their community. And they might be working with, you know, community sports or community scouts or whatever. So what we're trying to do really here is just to kind of create stronger partnerships between communities and business, so that I suppose it goes beyond just businesses giving a bit of money here and there or giving a bit of volunteer time. What we really want to create really, or at least start creating as part of the program, is these longer lasting partnerships between companies and communities, where I suppose communities can call on a lot of skill sets and competences within companies, such as, you know, financing or strategy or leveraging a partnership or supply chains, etc. So there is actually a longer kind of term partnership between that business and the community, rather than the community just going to the business maybe and asking for a bit of funding for an initiative or something. That collaboration between the business and the community members is vital to the food charter, really. So if you imagine the food charter is something that's signed up to by both community members and by businesses, they're all kind of buying into this vision for how they want their food system to go in the area.
It sounds really, really great. And it seems like you're getting a good response as well, Paul. You mentioned some of the businesses, I suppose, that are taking part and that you met with earlier. So it sounds like it's positive and that the community and the businesses locally are in the Iver Peninsula are very much looking to get on board.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been really impressed, actually, with the engagement across the peninsula. I think there is a huge appetite on the peninsula to do more with food. The passion in that room now in Castlevine on Wednesday was really inspiring and humbling, actually. The amount of time that people are given to thinking about, you know, creating a kind of a local food system, creating more resilience around food, creating more kind of sustainable food, and also looking at kind of maybe broader issues around is healthy food, is it affordable? You know, we're all probably aware like how expensive food has got now. And often it's the kind of calorie dense, nutrient poor foods that are cheaper than the healthy foods. So how do we look at kind of making healthy food a bit more affordable for people and a bit more accessible as well as kind of creating maybe new food businesses and also reducing the impact on the environment. So I suppose we're taking a kind of a lens on food that's very, very wide. It's around health, it's around sustainability, it's around supporting local business, and it's around affordability and accessibility. And of course, most importantly, is it tasty as well?
Yeah, certainly. That's a very important part as well, Paul. Absolutely. In terms of the Connect Us training programme and those that are involved at the moment in the Iver Peninsula, how long will the programme be rolling out for? Or what way will it be broken down in terms of year involvement with the local businesses and with the community?
Yeah, so it's running over the months of October and November, but it's not too late to join. So we're having a second day in early November, November 4th. Castlevine again, and then on November 26th again. So there's two more days to go, and a lot of that time we'll be bringing in people from the Cork Food Policy Council and people who are practitioners in terms of kind of sustainable food systems. But there'll be a lot of kind of discussion and dialogue because, you know, I mean, a lot of the expertise and a lot of the knowledge around food already actually exists within the community. But it's just what we're doing is kind of it's a way of kind of bringing people together to discuss that actually and to bring it out and to put some kind of a vision around that. So in a way, it's kind of like, yes, UCC is kind of coming in, providing some kind of information on kind of sustainable food, but a lot of that information and knowledge is already there in the community, and it's just a matter of bringing it together.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that people can still get involved. How do they do that, Paul? Must they kind of reach out to you to sign up, or can they just attend one of those meetings?
Yeah, so the name of the program is called Connexus. That's Connectus, and actually we have a website that people can go to get a bit more information on it if they want to get involved. And we are welcoming businesses, more businesses to get involved, and more community members actually. So they can also reach out to me, you know, Paul Bulger at p.bulger@ucc.ie, and I'd be happy to kind of help them out with registration and so on. So yeah, they're absolutely welcome to come along to our next day on November 4th, which will be in Castlevine.
And just before we finish up, Paul, in terms of the programme and when it comes to a conclusion, I suppose, what outcomes do you hope that you will see or that it will have achieved maybe over the period?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're really focused on kind of tangible, practical outcomes, Amber. So the overall outcome will be this kind of food charter, which I imagine kind of is a kind of one page document that's kind of agreed between the community members and businesses. And it's around like it's kind of a vision for where they want food to go on the peninsula. And that'll be accompanied by a whole host of actions then, you know, really practical things. It could be around food festivals. It could be around grow your own gardens. It could be around, you know, sourcing more kind of fruit and vegetables on the peninsula. So really, there'll be a set of actions going with the charter, and then we'll be kind of, I suppose, hoping the community picks up those actions and goes with it. And I should say what really struck me about the event on Wednesday was that a lot of the people in the room, although they were living on the Iver Peninsula, didn't actually know each other, you know, and they're all very passionate about food. So in a way, we're doing that kind of networking piece, and we're hoping that kind of network is built during the programme, and then we'll have a legacy beyond the programme.
Well, the very best of luck with it. It sounds like it's going to be a great programme and that you're really getting great buy-in from the local community and the local businesses as well, which is fantastic to hear. But Paul, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me on the show about it.
Thanks very much, Amber.